This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about a project being supported by researchers at Queen's University Belfast, which aims to revolutionise the care of age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The project named iScreen will develop an artificial intelligence AI programme to identify and monitor the early stages of age-related macular degeneration through equipment that we might find in our local high street opticians. Dr. Ruth Hogg from the Centre for Public Health, Queen's University Belfast, who is leading the project, joins me now to tell me more about iScreen. Hello, Ruth, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, delighted to speak to you today, Toby.
Ruth, we know how important it is for the early detection of age-related macular degeneration, AMD. And I believe if you are able to detect the condition early enough, it is possible, especially for wet AMD, to, in a way, sort of, I suppose, halt or stabilise the damage that AMD might cause. How does iScreen sort of detect this? And is iScreen maybe a bit faster than an eye consultant in detecting the early stages of AMD?
I think the main issue is the treatments for wet AMD at present, we know work best the earlier that they are given. So because they tend to halt progression and halt a further leakage of fluid, etc. So an ideal scenario, the very earliest stage of that leakage would be picked up and referred through to an eye doctor. But the issue with that is that that often happens without causing significant symptoms, and it may be several months or years down the line before a patient then is either picked up at their local optometrist and then referred through or experiences the symptoms and goes to get it seen about. So I think the real conundrum at the minute is trying to shorten that period and try and get people picked up as early as possible. So the optical coherence tomography or OCT is a really good way of getting a retinal imaging that gives excellent information and can pick up the very earliest stages of the disease. And we recognise that they're not now just in hospital departments. Lots of optometry practices, both in the UK and across Europe, have now adopted them as part of their standard instruments. And patients tend to both live closer to optometrists and see them more regularly. So if we can use those images and use these artificial intelligence algorithms that can pick up the earliest stages, we're hoping then to get people transferred into secondary care for treatment quicker and more efficiently, and therefore that they'll preserve more of their sight.
And this project has obviously had funding from across Europe. And was it sort of an idea that came about from yourself and other researchers getting together and looking at how AI could be used for good? Because some people may be a little bit wary of AI and how it all works and stuff and things like that. Was it something that, you know, sort of as a researcher, you thought, well, this sort of technology is out there and it could be used to sort of help with detection of AMD and other conditions?
Yep. So while I lead the group in Belfast, we're partners of the bigger project, which is being led from the University in Vienna by Professor Ursula Schmidt-Erfurth. And her group has been very much at the forefront of developing these algorithms. They developed one of the first commercially available algorithms that's used in treatment and monitoring response to treatment in hospitals. So I guess for them, they have been immersed probably for most of the last decade on developing this technology. And now the important thing is thinking through places and ways that it can be used best to improve patient pathways and improve efficiencies within a healthcare delivery. So resources are used best and that patients get treated promptly, etc. So I think that's where they then decided to consider this optometry-based model. And then in Northern Ireland, we have a population-based study that's ongoing. And I think we were an attractive site for data collection because we can use some of the participants from that as part of our study group because they have been followed for a number of years. So I think that's how it all came together. But within the UK, we're delighted to have a site and be part of this exciting project. My background is actually as an optometrist. That's what I studied before I did my PhD and went into full-time research. So I'm also excited about the prospect that it has for optometry because I think that it is a profession where there is a lot of capability to get involved in these type of shared care projects because more and more there is a kind of disconnect between the number of ophthalmologists that are trained and available and the number of patients that need treated. So this kind of close working between optometry and ophthalmology and with other allied health professionals is one way of distributing resources more appropriately.
When iScreen is up and running in our local high street opticians, how will it all work? And will it be just something that we all might sort of experience when we go for our regular eye tests for checking of conditions using AI such as AMD?
Yeah, I think so. Most people will be familiar with getting retinal imaging taken when they're at their optometry practice. So maybe a standard fundus photograph, or you maybe attend an optometrist that has one of these OCTs. So I think, more broadly, these algorithms are being developed not just for AMD, but for, glaucoma and a diabetic retinopathy. And there could be a host of these algorithms that then would be applied to your retinal images to help the optometrist decide your risk of progressing to any of these disorders. So, there's a lot of work that eventually could be then applied in that kind of context that you get your images taken and then the images get run through these programs and, a report generated. There's also obviously a lot of interest between the risk of other diseases in your body and the signs that may be picked up from retinal imaging. So there's groups in London, etc., that are looking at even using retinal imaging for looking at a long-term risk of developing, dementia and Parkinson's and things like that. So who knows, in 10 or 20 years, you could get, quite a comprehensive readout from your retinal imaging on not just risk of eye conditions, but also other health conditions as well.
Is there a timescale for when iScreen will be up and running in our local high street opticians?
So I would say, given the timescale of this project, which will be critical for showing the safety of this way of managing patients, it's probably sort of within 5 years that if all went to plan and everything went well, that then it could begin to be rolled out more broadly.
And if listeners would maybe like to follow the development of iScreen, is there a website that they can go to follow the project?
Yeah, so the website where people can go is i-screen.eu.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Ruth Hock, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about iScreen, which I'm sure we will be following here on the station to track its progress. Thank you, Ruth.
No problem at all. It's been lovely to talk. Thank you.